Born in Big Lake, Texas, he holds a B.S. degree in industrial engineering from Texas A&M University. While active in engineering, he was a licensed professional engineer in the state of Texas, a national certified manufacturing engineer. After graduation, he accepted a commission as a second lieutenant, later promoted to first lieutenant in the Army Security Agency, ASA, a branch of the National Security Agency, which is the big brother of the Central Intelligence Agency. Military training was in the field of crypto analysis, breaking codes, and served as a company commander with an intelligence unit in the demilitarized zone of the DMZ, at the end of the Korean War. Upon leaving active duty, he began his professional career in the petroleum industry, served as an industrial engineer for 10 years until being promoted into management, and was a manufacturing plant manager for over 10 years. The past 17 years, he has served as an international management consultant in Japan, Saudi Arabia, just you name it, Iran, working in the U.S., Japan, Mexico, Canada, England, Iran, I mean, as I said, on and on. After completing the manuscript for his first book, Who's Who of the Elite, he contacted a number of publishers to ascertain their interest in his material. And they all decided, because of the subject matter, all declined because of it. So he formed his own publishing company, RIE, and published his first of 14 books, In Progress. The author has devoted the rest of his life to exposing the real truth about the evil ones in the world who would like to make us all their slaves. And Robert Galen Ross, it's great to have you here with us today. You're here today to talk about your newest book and the last book you wrote before that, Elite Serial Killers of JFK, RFK, and MLK. We, by the way, are now have those in stock. He delivered them this morning. We're going to be carrying those in our expanding video and bookstore at Infowars.com. Robert, it is absolutely wonderful to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Alex. I always enjoy being with you because you're so well informed.
Can you basically explain for the audience how you woke up, and then kind of give us a preview of some of the things that you want to discuss on the broadcast today?
Yeah, back in 1972, I was building a factory in Houston, and the head of my quality control came into my office and said, Galen, I've got a book I want you to read. And I said, well, Harry, I'm busy, but if you want me to, I'll read it. And I did read that book, and it was called None Dare Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen. And once I picked it up, I couldn't put it down, and I could never get that information out of my mind. And that was in 72. And in 92, I started writing and doing research. And that's when I decided at that point that was the most important thing I could do in my life. So I really dropped out of international consulting and spent the rest of my life trying to expose the international elite, international bankers that are trying to control the world.
Now, during the earlier segment in the last hour, I got off into 9/11. I just want to digress for a moment, because you worked in code breaking, you worked in the military, gathering data for the NSA. You've studied a lot how the government runs these sponsored terror operations to engage in problem reaction solution, similar to Hitler burning his own Reichstag as a pretext for control. But in the last hour, I talked about how the hijackers, admittedly, the head of the Defense Language School went public and said, I trained some of these hijackers. They're government spies. The government did this. We know they admittedly trained in Florida at the flight schools, at military bases. We know that embassy heads were ordered to, quote, let them back into the U.S. because they were government agents. Then these very people who were admittedly government agents end up being on board the planes and are supposed hijackers, and the media admits all of this, but just acts like it's no big deal. What does it mean to you that the hijackers were clearly on the government payroll, being given some of the most highly classified spy training?
Well, Alex, we're going to be lucky if we ever can get anyone to confess that our own government was directly involved in that, but there's just too much evidence that says that. And you can't deny it, but they are denying it, and they probably will forever, because that's probably one of the greatest crimes ever committed, and they dare not admit it.
Wait till they carry out another even larger attack. Dick Cheney says it's going to happen, and they just keep pushing their whole agenda. What do you think about the Iraq war, the move to go into Iran, all the things that we're hearing, Bush announcing that he has executive imperial power and can trump any law he wishes?
Well, first of all, we're over there primarily to protect Israel. It's the number one reason. The second reason is to protect our oil source. And the third reason is to set up the international banks owned by the international bankers called central banks. And Afghanistan and Iraq did not allow the central bankers to own their central bank. And so that's another reason we invaded. Shortly after we invaded, the international bankers took over the central bank, and that's just the way it goes.
I want to get more into that later in the broadcast, but right now, tell us about your new book, which we're carrying. Again, it's at InfoWars.com, or you can call the toll-free number and get it. Tell us about your new book that I've just now had a chance to read. It's amazing. And then I want to go through, from your study, who the elite is, how the Rothschilds and the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, the British, which is really a German royal family, are intermarried, and what their open stated goals are, and what their religion is, and what they're trying to, I guess, actually manifest in our society.
Well, it really goes back to about 640 A.D. when there was an area in southern Russia called Khazaria, and it was made up of tribesmen that were nomads, and they finally settled down in this region. The areas between the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea and north of the Caucasus Mountains and south of the Volga River. And they were primarily idolaters and heathens. And so their leader, called Kagan, who was their king, his name was Kagan Bulan, decided that his people should have a religion. So he called in the three religions of the time, and Mohammedism, Christianity, and Judaism, and asked the leaders to give their pitch on their religion. They did that, and after those presentations, he finally decided on Judaism. And probably the main reason was, if he decided on Christianity or Mohammedism, they would he might become subservient to those leaders. And so he did elect to become a Jew.
Let me try to boil that down for people. Let's be specific on this. These are really Turkish individuals, and this is in the encyclopedia of the Jewish organizations, what is Encyclopedia Judaica. And they admit that this group isn't even Jewish, but to boil it down, it's kind of like Switzerland in the last 300 years. They wanted to be neutral. So if they became Muslims or followed the Mohammedan world, they would then be attacked by the Christians. But if they became Christians, they would then be attacked by the Mohammedans. So they decided, because they were right there on the trade route between Europe and, of course, the Middle East and Central Asia, that they would then take this neutral position. But they didn't really agree with what true Jews follow, the Torah, which is the basis of Mosaic Law, the Magna Carta, Constitution, Bill of Rights. They decided to follow the Babylonian Talmud, correct, which isn't even, of course, connected to the true Israelites. And then, of course, then that group, just like Switzerland, who are European or Scandinavian, just like the Swiss have become very rich and very powerful, this other group, who you'd really have to call European, and we call them Turk, but the Turks of today are more Middle Eastern because of invasions. Thousands of years ago, the Turks were had dark hair and blue eyes or green eyes, and so really these are Europeans more than you would call them Central Asians. Is that accurate?
That's correct. And Khazaria was on the trade routes, and when these camel caravans would come through Khazaria, the ruler, the Kagan Bulan at that time, would tax these caravans 10%. They'd take 10% of their camels, 10% of their goods, and would allow them to pass through. And they dare not refuse, or they'd take over all of it.
Well, let's go through some of the history of that. Try to give us a thumbnail encapsulation of it. Accelerates through to the Rothschilds, who didn't just fall into all this wealth. They were some of the progenitors of this.
Yeah, the Khazarian area was overrun by Attila the Hun and Genghis Khan, and later by the Rus, or the Russians, later to be called Russians. And so most of the Khazarians fled west and settled in Poland and Germany, and were later referred to as Ashkenazi Jews. They were actually Khazarian Jews. And the Rothschilds are Ashkenazi or Khazarian Jews.
And they're really white people.
Yes. And they're actually Jews who are not Jews. They're not descendants of the 12 tribes of Israel or the seed of Abraham.
But now, to be clear, they did, in the last 400 years, begin intermarrying to a certain extent with the Sephardic, who are Jews. Is that correct?
Sephardic Jews are the true Jews, and they went into Spain and, sort of, of course, stayed around Israel.
And then it was. By the way, folks, we're here trying to save Jews and really save Israel, and this is what Barry Hamish has talked about on this show. Really what's happened is the Sephardi have, when we get back, we'll talk about it, because you have to understand this, and then they merge in with the German royalty, so it's kind of this double-headed tire. You've got that's why at the highest levels, we always run into radical Zionism and Nazism. You kick down a door, and then behind it are these two groups working together, and you go, wait a minute, you know, these Germanic death cults working with these other people, it makes no sense. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaysMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
All right, we're back live. We're going to cover a gamut of important subjects. But going back to this, because, I mean, I've had Robert Galen Ross on 6, 7, 8 years ago to talk about this subject. Then people say, oh, Alex, you never talk about this subject. No, it's important to understand real history. And a lot of mainstream scholarly works, a lot of big works that have been published by major Jewish publishing houses talk about this. But with the general public and even a lot of, you know, just average Jews on the street, they're not aware of this. And everybody needs to understand the history. Now, it came out last year in several of the major newspapers in Israel, of all places, that 110,000, I've been saying 100,000, the actual number is around 110,000, Sephardi or you know, actual Semitic Jews. I mean, whenever you're watching video from Israel, you know, you see folks that look like white guys and right next to them somebody looks like an Arab. Well, those are Sephardi. And the Israeli government, the socialist Zionist government at the time, took $3 billion. This is declassified, admitted, and they took only Sephardi children and told them, you're going to a dental appointment, you're going to a doctor's appointment, and they radiated them, and most died within a week. A few hundred are still alive, and so I have found that actually in World War II, and this is mainstream news now, that the Zionists wouldn't let Sephardi Jews out of Israel. And actually, there's been a covert war against them. And this has been in Jewish books written in the 13, 1400s that by Sephardi, saying that the Ashkenazi were getting mad at them because they were refusing to intermarry with the Khazarians. And so so you have this European group, these a lot of times blonde-haired, blue-eyed people killing the Jews and then funding Hitler, who we just have exposed, my last big film, Martial Law, a whole hour of it's about Hitler and the occult, and then it makes no sense. Then you look at the evidence that Hitler clearly was at least a quarter Khazarian. I want to get comments from Robert Galen Ross on this, because we're fighting the occultism. We're fighting the Nazism here, and this is exactly what Christ talked about. You know, because there were these same people at the very time that he was there. When Moses came down the mountain and saw people worshiping the golden calf, that was a group there, not the Khazarians, but a group inside Judaism that was involved in the pagan worship. So it's the same thing over and over and over again. And it happens in all societies. You have a ruling elite over their own population. Let me get some comments from you on that, Robert Galen Ross, please.
Well, there is some speculation, and it's backed up by some pretty decent facts that Hitler was a bastard child of a Rothschild, and so that could be the reason that he was allowed to get into power.
Well, we know that his father was the illegitimate child out of a Rothschild house. That much is admitted, but then it looks like some other sides of his family were as well. And the elite has these covert breeding lines, don't they?
That's correct. And first, I really think we need to establish the fact that we're not talking about the religion here. I'm not an anti-Semite, but there are lots of some very powerful people in this world that are Jews, but they're not real Jews, and they're behind all this this cabal to dominate the entire world. And so this is not a religious subject. We're talking about a power subject.
Well, I mean, this group openly went and killed 100+ thousand and irradiated these Sephardi. They, every time we look, they're killing Jews. And then I don't understand how we're, how we could be bad. I mean, Barry Hamish is Israeli. He's Jewish. He's saying exactly what you're saying, Robert.
Yeah, that's correct. In fact, at one time there was a study, research was done by both the South Africans and the Israelis to create a gene-specific germ.
Race-specific bioweapon.
That's right, and the purpose was to, in South Africa, was to create one that would kill off the black people. In Israel, it was to kill off the non-Jews. And they had to stop that because it was probably, Arafat was probably more Jewish than any of the Jewish leaders today. And so they can't have a gene-specific thing against the Arabs because that would get them.
By the way, that's all admitted. South Africa admittedly had that program. Israel did. Dick Cheney in the 2000 PNAC document talked about legitimizing the use of race-specific bioweapons.
Yeah, that's true.
Unbelievable. All right, folks, unbelievable. We'll be right back after this quick break. Robert Galen Ross is our guest. We'll get up to the Rothschilds, these Europeans, when we get back from break, and how they finance, what they did, their agents, the Rothschilds, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, all of them, which themselves have intermarried now into the Germanic royal family that is the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas. So that's why you have these Nazis in league working with these other people.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
new book is out, and it's titled The Elite Don't Dare Let Us Tell the People. And his previous book before that is The Elite Serial Killers of JFK, RFK, and MLK. And we'll talk about that some in the next hour. I know we have loaded phone lines. We'll be getting to your phone calls as well, so please be patient. I also want to get into the NSA spying with you, because you worked inside signals and you know what they can really do and what they're actually capable of. But let's fast forward now into what's happening in modern day and who the Rothschilds and the Saxe Coburg Gothas and others are, because every time a Russian oligarch, one of these six guys who owns the whole country, you know, Russia implodes, and overnight six guys end up being given the whole country. Every time one of them dies or goes to jail or gets in trouble, Putin can't do anything about it, because it'll be in the British papers, Financial Times of London. Oh, Lord Rothschild really owned the company. The oligarch was just a front. I mean, this is in British newspapers. Well, he was controlling Russia before that, and their family was, because right when it, quote, imploded, it was all, quote, handed over to them. We know the Rockefellers throughout the, quote, Cold War owned most of the big plants over there, and we're funding Russia. So I want to get into the fake left-right paradigm, the fake Russia-U.S. paradigm, and you know, how the world is operating and why the Iran-Iraq war, why we're accelerating towards that, Robert Galen Ross.
Yes, we know that what is reported by the government and the new mainstream news media is not the fact. It's disinformation. And they have been trying to create a cloud or fog so that the people are dumbed down. They don't really know what's going on. And so they're trying to take over control of the entire world, and they're doing it politically and economically. And they own or control every central bank in the United States except for maybe, or in the world, except for about three or four countries. And those, the State Department declares them as being the evil group.
Those are called rogue states.
Rogue states. And the main reason they're rogue states is because they don't allow the international bankers to own their central bank. And so if you say, they say that, the State Department says these are rogue nations because they either finance terrorists, or they allow support the terrorists and allow them to stay in the country. That doesn't apply to all of them, because you take Cuba, there is no evidence that they harbor terrorists or that they support terrorists. Take North Korea, there's no evidence that they harbor terrorists or support terrorists. And both of them are communists, but the main reason is they don't allow the international bankers to own the central bank.
Well, what about Venezuela? I mean, they're really going after Venezuela because they won't let the central bank come in.
That's right. And, you know, there's a major effort to create the American Union. And they got very close to it until Hugo Chavez came into the picture. And Hugo Chavez is disrupting the whole plan.
In fact, you said many years ago the target was 2005, which it was, but now that's fallen apart. The EU got rejected last year. A lot of good things are happening.
Yes, the world domination is falling apart all over, and Hugo Chavez is leading the destruction of the world domination and all of Latin America. He's taking over, and to me, he's an international hero. And they try to blame him being a communist, leftist, and the CIA have tried to run him out of office. They've tried to kill him. And Hugo actually said one time, if they don't leave him alone, he's going to shut off shipping oil to the United States and start shipping it to China.
Well, in fact, when you bring that up, they actually kidnapped him back in 2002.
Yes, and they actually got him out of office once, and the people, the common people, rose up and fell out in the streets with the hundreds of thousands, and they put him back in office.
And good, bad, or indifferent with these countries, the fact is they're not under globalist control. The central bankers come in, take control of the currency, they print the currency up out of nothing, and then use the currency which they print to then buy up all of the real assets of the country. So that's why these globalists always want control of the central bank. And we look at Prince Charles and Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip. They openly talk about how they want to kill 85 to 95% of us. They openly talk about how they want to create this one world government. And people would deny that in years past. Now that's gone public. People are aware of that. How does, in your research, how does the royalty of Europe tie into all of this?
Well, the royalty of Europe has always been, since about 1785, has been financed by the Rothschilds. And the Rothschilds have dominated all of that. And they stay behind the curtain. And they loan money to these royalty. And there's some intermarriage there. And but they always try to stay out of the limelight. And but let me get back to South America again. Hugo Chavez is now talking about setting up what he calls the Bank of the South. And Venezuela and Brazil and Argentina will fund this Bank of the South, and they will become the central bank of South America and run the international bankers out. And that is really against what the international bankers want to do.
So not only is their program, the globalist program, faltering and sputtering and running off the tracks, it's actually going in the opposite direction. They're actually being reversed.
Exactly. The effort to dominate all central banks is just absolutely falling apart in all of Latin America. And this is a major thing, and Hugo Chavez is behind this. And to me, he's one of my heroes.
Now, getting into the New World Order's goals, if they had their way, if it was a perfect world, if they had total control and were able to get their program in place, and it's not like they're being totally whooped right now. They've already, as you said, got 90-plus percent of the world under their control. It's just their final stages, the icing on the cake. Is really giving them a problem. And they know that that can grow, that rebellion can grow and reverse them. And all over the planet, even in the Western world, people are waking up to the shadow government. What are the globalist goals, though, if they could have a wish list and wave a magic wand and get what they want tomorrow?
It would be total political and economic domination of the entire world. And they would really like to also reduce the population of the world. At least, they'd probably like to get it down to somewhere around 2 billion. And they've worked on this, and they hadn't been successful. Most of their plans are falling apart on them. Another major stumbling block is Italy has decided they want to go back to lira and get out of the euro. And again, that's a slap in the face of the international bankers.
The problem is they've got an ace in the hole. If the globalists start detonating A-bombs in Europe or here, that'll really get us all stirred up, ready to, quote, invade the planet. And I really think that's what they're going to have to do now, or give up on their plan for total domination, at least for the next decade. I mean, I remember interviewing you, well, not just 6-7 years ago. I remember interviewing you in studio 10-11 years ago. And Robert Galen Ross, and you were pretty pessimistic at the time. You were pessimistic just a few years ago. You and many other analysts now are seeing the same thing I'm seeing. And this isn't a ruse by them. They're not playing possum. Their program is in trouble. But what do you see them doing to try to jumpstart their heart to get it back going?
Well, of course, they're allowing the Chinese to become the number one economy in the world, and that's by design. Henry Kissinger went over to China about a year before he set up a meeting with Nixon, and in the meeting with Nixon, they agreed to allow China to take the jobs from the United States and in return to allow them to have control of the central bank.
In fact, when you say that, you're not joshing. I watch a lot of CFR TV programs. One of the few things I do tune into, check the schedule for, because it's about every month now they're on TV. And I read even their propaganda publication, Foreign Affairs, bi-monthly. and I read other policy reports, and they say China's the model, America by design. We will all go into basically pauper status. Instead of having 40% in the middle class, we'll have about 5% in the middle class, one half of 1% being wealthy, and then 90+% being just an abject poverty. That's a control mechanism, and they say that. They even brag on NPR about it, about we're getting what we deserve, ha, 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 we're going to help the third world by giving them all our money. No, 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 no. They're bringing us down, and China, they're going to use the 1.3 billion people there as their engine, as their shock troops. So you want to see the New World Order Army, boys and girls, and look no further than China. Do you agree with that analysis, Robert?
Yeah, China has already publicly made a statement that the rest of the world needs to get out of manufacturing because China is going to be the manufacturer of the world. And if you don't create a product, your gross domestic product falls. That's how you create your gross domestic product. Creating service won't do that. You got to create products.
Well, that's what the globalists say. And if you see the film Rollerball, which is really a piece of their propaganda, you have the energy countries, you have the production country with a capital city for that, and it's this global group of corporations. And that's what mercantilism is from 300 years ago. The royals were losing control because of the accelerated Renaissance, and they wrote about this. They say this. So they created a system of patronage where the royalty, certified by the banks, only licenses, it's really fascism or corporatism, only licenses certain people who are allowed to have control of major industries. And they say, quote, interdependent. Well, interdependent means destroying the nation state, setting up an international order where countries are all interdependent to the multinational corporation that will be the true global government, and it is a hellish system. So they're using 1.3 billion slaves, basically, to leverage out all businesses, all production, all jobs, and then the globalists have made that deal with China to then play us all off against each other. Do you agree with that analysis?
No question about that. In fact, in China, you have very low wages, and you have almost zero job benefits, and a lot of the manufactured products are made in prisons at zero cost.
Walmart admittedly has 700 plus slave camps that they personally lease, and the prisons are built on to the facilities. Now, how is that a free market? How can we compete against slaves?
You can't. If they paid a living wage, and by living wage I mean enough to have food, water, and clothing, and enough left over to have some savings, and save money to, so you can educate your children, they don't do any of that in China. And we're aimed, the aim is to stop that here. They're going to cut out the student loans. They're reducing that now. And they're trying to create a third world nation out of the United States.
Well, the incredible thing is they brag about it. They say that they're doing this to us. They say why they're doing it, but only weirdos like Robert Galen Ross and Alex Jones go read those documents. I mean, I want the listeners to know, we're not pulling their leg here, are we, Galen? This is a stated program.
Alex, they're probably on the order of 100 people in the world that are as informed as you and I, and we all arrived at our conclusion independently before we ever met one another. And so we can't all be wrong. What we're talking about is fact. We've got you and I and these other 100 people have done independent research, and we all have arrived at the same conclusion that the elite are trying to dominate, and the elite are dominated by two families, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers.
We haven't, and folks, we're going to get to your calls coming up in the next segment, but right now, Robert Galen Ross, let's get into the Rockefellers themselves, because we have the Rockefellers who are lackeys of the Rothschilds, and then they've got lackeys like the Warburgs, and the Bushes are lackeys of them.
Yes, John D. Rockefeller was an agent of the Rothschilds. And so David Rockefeller, who essentially controls the Rockefeller family, he's a Christian who is not a Christian. And the reason I say that, he attended the 1958 Jewish seminary. So is he really a Murano Jew? And a Murano Jew is a Jew that pretends to be a Christian. So, in essence, we have a Jew who is not a Jew, a Christian who is not a Christian, and this double-barrel effort to control the world.
And by the way, when they really get into their secret meetings, which I've snuck into, and which Skull and Bones has admitted, they really are followers of a Germanic death cult.
That's right. And these people have had normal pleasures. They have so much money that they can afford to have every pleasure you want. So they really have to go negative and become Kabbalists and worship the Druids and the old ancient areas get away from religion. And you're probably the real hero in uncovering major part of this when you got in there, stepped into the Bohemian Grove and verified this.
Well, I mean, from my own research, they're all into many different types of occult activities, but their favorite is this Germanic Druidic death cult, which is very similar to what was worshipped in Babylon and then also in Canaan by the Philistines and others. But they've kind of amalgamed the two together, and they're just doing good old-fashioned devil worship.
That's right. And people need to wake up. Our president, Bush, he says he's a Christian. I've seen pictures of him carrying the Talmud out when he's going on his way to study the Talmud. So, and our dear friend Tex Myers has uncovered the fact that the Bush family is really Jewish. Again, I want to make sure that people understand neither one of us are anti-Semitic. We're trying to tell the truth regardless of what religion these people are.
Oh, I totally agree with you. I mean, let's be specific. This is a Germanic death cult that poses as Christians, that poses as Jews. I mean, it's like Bush. One day he's worshiping at Allah at a mosque. The next day he's at a Shinto shrine summoning the demon and clapping three times. The next day he's at a Jewish temple. But when they're on vacation, when they're at the Grove, when they're at Skull and Bones, it's good old-fashioned Lucifer, I love you.
That's right. And you prove that without beyond a shadow of a doubt. And once you see that on your video, you can't deny it.
Well, it's like a wolf in sheep's clothing where you unzip the sheep, and then it's a cow beneath that, and it's a goat beneath that, and you keep unzipping the layers. It's just like how intelligence agencies operate. And they funded Hitler, they funded Stalin, they funded Mao. Do you agree with those statements?
Absolutely. No question about it. There's a lot of evidence that they funded the Hitler in World War II.
So if you're against Hitler, you've got to be against this European Khazarian group.
That's right.
And they do not like it when you expose them as Nazi death cults.
And they don't want you to know the truth.
We'll be right back. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Globalists are masters at creating enemies. And if we're going to survive as a society, we've got to realize they're orchestrating these wars. We're going to go ahead and take some of your calls. I appreciate you holding. And in the next hour, I want to get more into the NSA and some of the modern things that are happening just in the last few days. Bush saying he thwarted an attack on the Liberty Tower when the building isn't even named that. And then they show video of flying saucers blowing it up. I mean, this is clear psyops. Yes, if you missed it, that was done yesterday on television. This is total psyops, war of the worlds. Look, the aliens are going to get you, and equating aliens with Muslims. It's like the Nazis equating the poor Jews over there that he was killing with rats. Now in different cartoons here in America, they equate Christians with rats. So it's incredible propaganda. If you want to get Robert Galen Ross's new book, we have it on Infowars.com. And Robert, briefly, tell us about your new book, because I want people to get it and share it with their friends and family and others.
Okay, this new book is titled The Elite Don't Dare Let Us Tell the People. And in the beginning, I go in back into history and talk about the creation of the Khazarian Jews. And then I get into who's really in charge of the world. And I would bet money that I couldn't find it, but I was able to find the organization chart of the Rothschild family. And then I learned who is really in control.
Now, is it the French head or the British head?
The British were in control, but the one that the Rothschild that headed up N.M. Rothschild finally retired and allowed the French Rothschild to take over. And in my book, I tell you who they are.
Amazing. That's available at Infowars.com right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim. And Jim, where are you calling us from today?
Yes. Hi, Alex. I'm calling from Michigan.
Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, very interesting discussion. I've done a little study on the Khazarian Empire. My great-grandmother was Jewish and from Germany, so goodness knows which side of the fence that part goes on. But one thing, Alex, is that when I run into really staunch Republicans, it's very hard to break the ice. But one thing I've found is that if you... you mentioned to them that a guest you've had on your program.
Will you speak up a little bit, please?
Yeah, I was saying that to break the ice with some of these Republicans that I run into, I asked them to go and check out a man named Morgan Reynolds and to read some of the summaries that he's done to say on 9/11. The reason I'd call, I hate to digress.
No, it's all interconnected. Go ahead.
Well, I know there was a physics professor who, I guess, did a long speech at an auditorium.
Yeah, it was Stephen Jones. We've had him on.
Stephen Jones? Oh, okay.
We were the first to interview him, yes.
I just wanted to find out who he was so I can refer people to him and his articles.
We have his analysis and the articles about his appearance on this broadcast on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com.
I'll check that out. Anyways, great program, Alex, and thank you for your work, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, he's a physics professor, one of many. We have had not just physics professors, but the heads of mining universities, demolitions experts, the firefighter publications, everybody. Underwriter Laboratories, their chief guy who did the study on the World Trade Center collapses, said it had to be bombs. It's they did their own test. I mean, it's a joke. Well, we've got an engineer, structural engineer, right here with us, Robert Galen Ross. When you saw that happen on 9/11, what did you think?
Well, the most amazing part of it was when Building 7 collapsed. There was no evidence that either the planes hit them or any of the residue from that attack hit Building 7. But they dropped it like a controlled demolition.
In fact, we ought to get you as an engineer. I mean, you have a degree in this. We ought to get your take on it when we get back in more detail. So do you agree with the other engineers and people that it looks like a controlled demo?
There's no doubt about it. There's evidence. If you look at a building that was dropped by this company called Controlled Demolition, it looks exactly like what happened to Building 7.
We'll be right back. We got a break.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, folks. We're now into the third and final hour. It has blasted past us. And we're joined in studio by Robert Galen Ross, Sr., author, researcher, engineer. And he's an industrial engineer. Worked in the NSA, for the NSA, worked as an international consultant for oil companies, lived all over the world, from Iran to Canada to Mexico to Japan to the United States, obviously. And he's a fellow Texan. We're honored to have him with us. We've got a lot of calls backed up here. I want to try to get through some of the callers that have been holding the longest. Then we'll get into a host of other issues and get into the murder of JFK, RFK, and MLK and his book about that, the elite serial killers that we are also carrying. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Bill in Kansas City. Bill, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
God bless you, Alex.
Hello, Bill.
I'm very proud of you, especially for this program, because it reflects what I brought up last week about Revelation 3:9 and the Jews who are not Jews but say they are and they lie. It's great.
Well, there are a lot of people posing as this or posing as that. That's what criminals throughout history have done.
Well, let me bring up a couple things. Number one, Ephesians 6:12 says our fight is against spiritual wickedness in high places. And number two, if you look about terrorists or terror in the Bible, you'll find Romans 13:3 and 2 Corinthians 5:11. It says Christians are terrorists if you really take what they're saying. It's ridiculous. The globalists really want to eliminate God's word, Alex.
All right. Anything else on your mind?
Well, sure. Do we have time?
I've got a lot of callers. I mean, what's next, sir?
I sent you a book called Preparing for Eternity last summer. Did you ever read it?
No, I did see the book. I'm sent a lot of books. I do read some of them, but I get sent about probably 20 books a week. So.
Well, the other thing, the only last thing, is Romans 13 and the higher powers. It's not the government, Alex.
All right, I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Jeff in Ohio. You're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Afternoon, Alex. I was up at no other than Wright-Patterson Air Force Base yesterday, and picked up a magazine that they sold up there called World Magazine. And the premise of the story is that Tony Blair says the rules of the game are changing and that they're going to have to limit free speech because of these clerics in their country that are preaching hatred.
But then I was over in England, they tried to limit my free speech, so it's everybody.
This is incredible, Alex. The information is it's Omar Bakri, I guess is how you pronounce it. They talk about how he's preaching in the country. I'll just read a little bit here. Preaches poverty, to admonishing Muslims to stay away from kofar jobs and to live in dole. He and his family and one wife and seven children have received government welfare payments for over 18 years, living in a North London home reportedly worth over $350,000. Like many named in London's post-attack dragnet, he acquired British citizenship by first requesting asylum, which authorities granted in 85.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these guys are operatives. They stir up trouble.
Absolutely, he's an operative. And then they talk about how they want to get him out of the country. It's like, quit sending him checks, and he'll leave your country, you know. And then it goes on to say that he's tied into Richard Reed and to the 7-7 mastermind, and all these people attended his camps over in Afghanistan, and he's living right in London.
Well,
receiving welfare.
Yeah, I mean, there are even better examples of this. We had Jim Loftus on, the chief counterterrorism expert at the FBI, now retired, and he said clearly that a SWAT was MI6 agent, that the British, it looked like, were involved in the attacks. I mean, that's not Alex Jones or Robert Galen Ross saying that. They control the radical Muslim Brotherhood. They financed it. They've been pushing it. It's been in Haaretz and the Jerusalem Post that Israel actually funds and creates fake al-Qaeda groups. Thanks for the call. I want to get your take on that, Robert Galen Ross, when we get back, because this is not our opinion. I mean, this is in the Israeli newspapers, and the British government does it too. Our government does it as well. Who do these attacks benefit? The government. So we'll discuss it all on the other side of this quick break. When we return, the websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.tv.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit Infowars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's Infowars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Author, researcher Robert Galen Ross joins us. We're carrying two of his newest books, The Elite Don't Dare Let Us Tell the People, about the elite power structures, and then, of course, The Elite Serial Killers of JFK, RFK, and MLK. We carry both those books, just delivered today. Just went up on the shopping cart today at InfoWars.com. I hope you'll go there and get them because they're both excellent. Robert, in the last segment that some folks probably weren't able to hear, some stations don't carry that first five-minute segment, which is fine. They carry news. We got into how the 7/7 bombings, which we really were the leaders on exposing, were a government inside job. Now polls in England show the majority believe that, but they caught the government running drills of the exact same targets being attacked at the exact same time, just like World Trade Center first bombing, just like Oklahoma City, just like 9/11. It's always the same MO. The government said in the Northwoods document they could use drills to cover up carrying out terror attacks against us and blaming it on Cuba. It's the same MO, so I want to ask you why they would have drills at the same time. We know the answer. It's a cover story, but and as a smokescreen, I want to get your take on it. And then the 7/7 bombings, but then we digress and got off into Israel. It's been in the Jerusalem Post and Haaretz. It's admitted that they found these al-Qaeda teams that were really young Palestinians that had been in custody in some cases 8-9 years, brainwashed, whatever. They would go out, led by Mossad and Shin Bet, carry out terror attacks, bombings, and then blame it on the Palestinians as a pretext every time there was about to be a peace deal. And I'm not saying there aren't Palestinians that want to kill people in Israel, and I'm not saying there's not real terrorists, but the fire starters, the people that get the snowball rolling so many times are Western intelligence agencies. So I want to get your take on the London bombings and then on the all the documents and news articles that have come out, admittedly. But again, it's back of the paper. The average person has missed it, with Israel carrying out terror attacks as well.
Yeah, when these things happen, we don't know whether it's the real terrorist or it could be CIA, direct CIA, or people hired by the CIA, or the Mossad. All these intelligence agencies work together, and they're really formed to inform the Rothschilds, and they just happen to be paid by the nation and where they're located. But every director of the CIA has been a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, and that laws of physics or laws of statistics won't allow that to happen as being a coincidence.
Well, over and over again, we go back in history. You know, the Rothschilds funded Hitler while funding the British at the same time. They openly play both ends. Then they come out ahead. They destroy entire regions, entire areas, and then get to come in and finance the rebuilding with fiat money they print out of nothing. The Rothschilds openly funded Napoleon and then claimed that Napoleon had won at the Battle of Waterloo. They had a fast skiff run across, a cutter run across, and then declare that one. And this is all public. This is mainstream history. Then the bank went under, and they were able to buy it up for pennies on the dollar just a few hours later. So they're masters at not just creating terrorists, but at funding people like Napoleon or Hitler. I mean, this is admitted.
Yeah, and they can't really do that unless they have absolute control of the intelligence of the world so that they get the news and of what's really going on before anyone else, and they react financially to that. And they go out and create these events, and then they know the reaction, and so they can invest and make money. They you'd think that after a while you'd get enough money, but by my analysis, the Rothschild family is worth somewhere between $400 and $700 trillion.
Well, the Russian chief economist, Dr. Tanya Karajnaya, said back in 2001, 2 months before 9/11, she said that the Death's Head Group, translated in English, the Skull and Bones Group, which is actually Global 322 in Connecticut, is just one chapter at Yale, that they had $300 trillion. And for people that don't understand these numbers, in the commodities market every day, there's tens of trillions of dollars globally. The Dallas Morning News reported with some of its economists 3 years ago that the real national debt was... they said $45 trillion. Now it's at $70 trillion. You hear that it's $8.5 trillion, but that's what's owed right now. It's like I owe this month $1,000 on my house. But in the aggregate, the total expenditures that have been signed on to, the obligations, is now over $70-plus trillion conservatively. And, again, that's all. Explain fiat currency to people who don't understand fractional reserve banking, Robert Galen Ross.
Okay, fractional reserve banking is a bank can, let's say that they have, one bank originally is formed. They have members of that bank come together and they put their money in a pot. And they can, by Federal Reserve rules, they can loan out 90% of that money. And so when someone comes in and they establish a savings account and... let's say that they put $100,000 into a savings account, the bank can immediately loan out 90% of that. And so they're really creating new money. And that's the fractional reserve theory. Now, there's another thing that they have is they, as you say, they do create money out of thin air. It's not backed by gold or silver or anything of value. And it's only worth what people are willing to accept for it, and we'll get into it hopefully later, but that's the reason that both Lincoln and JFK were killed, because they both created money in competition with these international bankers.
Now, for those who don't understand, over the Rothschild castles, and I've had friends and family that have been there, I've been to some of their castles, they will put over the doors, I care not who makes the laws, but who controls the money. And imagine if you, say, started a business, you paid off the politicians in 1913 to call it the Federal Reserve, it's as federal as Federal Express or, you know, Federal Lawn Service, it's not federal, openly, that's public. But it has governmental boards that, you know, most of them are appointed by the Federal Reserve itself, but you'll have the chairman appointed by the president for 10-year terms, but that's about as governmental as it gets. Then they direct and order the Treasury and the Treasury Secretary of how they're supposed to operate and what they're supposed to do. Imagine the power over decades and over generations, over 100 years, it'll be 100 years coming up in 2013, of having total control over a magic checkbook. That's how they can just buy up whatever they want, because they don't, quote, make money. They literally print it. They literally are able to buy up the world just out of fiat.
And there's another thing that the public needs to know is that they keep talking about we have a great economy, and their measure of a great economy is looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, but they don't tell the fact that the Federal Reserve actually gets in and they manipulate the stock market to keep it up at a high level.
Well, that's the plunge protection team.
That's right, and this is by design. So you really can't tell whether it's something that is created by the international bankers or is a natural response.
Well, they also are masters at taking out losers out of the Standard & Poor's, out of which, of course, is the NASDAQ. They are masters at taking losers out of the Dow Jones.
Yeah, they'll take a loser out and bring in a winner, and so... if you try to trace the, or you try to chart the Dow Jones Industrial or the NASDAQ, you're really dealing with fiction, because they manipulate all this. You can't deal with real facts.
Well, I mean, here's another example, and then we'll take a call or two and continue. Here's another example. When someone goes off the unemployment rolls, they're counted as employed. So they go, oh, record people went off unemployment rolls. Well, that's because they just haven't gotten a job. Or Bush has the Treasury start changing the numbers and saying that fast food restaurants are manufacturing. That happened 2 years ago. Or here's another example. We have the highest ratio of debt. We're now negative debt. In the country, the average is we're in debt, whereas just 50 years ago, we had the greatest savings of any country, the private savings and corporate savings of any country in the world. We are now below. A few months ago, we hit even with 1933, the depth of the Depression. We are now past that and worse with economic numbers and the Great Depression for savings.
That's right. And the international bankers control the news media, and they tell you what they want you to know. And so they paint a picture of our economy being great and the conditions being great, and all the time it's crumbling under us, and it's all done by smoke and mirrors by these.
We also always heard that when we started going into receivership, when we became a debtor nation, which we now are, that they would start grabbing the lands, the national parks, the private property. Now the Supreme Court ruling mirrors that. And they're now ceding to the King of Spain through his company all over the nation. But right here in Texas, 8,000 miles of roads, they're saying to this foreign Spanish company, we're going to give you all the roads for a pittance, and then you can charge people $3 a gallon on average. That's the equivalent of the gas tax will be turning all the major roads into toll roads. So right now we're going into the receivership.
Yeah, no question about it. The United States has been in bankruptcy for a number of years, but they won't make it public.
But they were just leveraging us deeper and deeper into the hole, and now they're starting to slam the trap door.
Yeah, George Bush, our president, has spent more money since he's been in office than all previous presidents put together going back to the first one. And I think he's already borrowed something like over $3 trillion since he's been in office. And they just think it's unlimited funds out there. They just create more money and borrow it from the Federal Reserve. And
who makes it out of nothing but then gets real assets out of it.
That's right.
We're going to break and come back and go to Matthew and Frank and Eddie in England and Mike in California and Ben and many others. I want to move quickly through your calls when we get back. And we need to spend some time on the elite serial killers of JFK, RFK, and MLK with Robert Galen Ross. We have, of course, links over to his website, materials up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Right now, we are videotaping this interview, and it will be up on the website for PrisonPlanet.tv members in the next few weeks. And, of course, the Sully Costello interview will be going up next week on PrisonPlanet.tv for everyone as well. So be sure to become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. Get involved in it now. And you can also go to PrisonPlanet.tv and download these interviews and burn them on disk and give them to people. Very effective way to wake folks up. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to take five calls. John in Ohio will be the last. When we're done with that, later in the next segment, we'll get right into the elite serial killers of JFK, RFK, and MLK with our guest, Robert Galen Ross. We've got to get back in here again. This 2 hours is just raged past us. We got about 35 minutes, well, exactly 35 minutes left here. Let's quickly go to your calls. Let's talk to Matthew in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. This is a really fantastic show today, and I want to thank you for having your guest on and Mr. Ross for both having the courage to talk about these issues, because you're really getting it to the heart of the New World Order conspiracy here. I'd like to make a couple points. Critical issue about the Jewish religion is that it's not the religion of the Bible. The Babylonian Talmud is rabidly anti-Christian, teaches that non-Jews are subhumans and that the Jews are to dominate the world, and really the Talmudic religion is ultimately Satanism, and it's kind of an ideological foundation of the New World Order conspiracy.
But see, we're not getting into the religious debate today. I mean, you're on the air. We're not censoring what you're saying. We discussed this off air, such a big subject. It's more than an oversimplification of what you just said. Most Jews that I know who are practicing are following the Torah, which is what Christians follow, and it's the source of our laws, and it's good and wholesome and wonderful. You were right to say that the Khazarians, who were occultic, who were European, they're from north of Turkey. You are right to say that they adopted the occultic Zohar and the Talmud, and then have tried to force the real Jews to adopt it. And that's why they funded Hitler and others to persecute Jews in Germany. And see, that's the thing that people never connect and never show. We're fighting Nazism because it's a creation of the New World Order. Robert Galen Ross, comment.
Yeah, there's no question that the Khazarian Jews have openly tried to eliminate a lot of the real Jews.
The Sephardi.
Yeah, the Sephardi Jews. And because they're standing in their way. They want to stick to the religious part of it, and where the Khazari Jews are trying to dominate the world, which is not part of their religion.
And again, they're not Jews.
That's right.
They're as European as it's really a big joke.
And these people don't assimilate into any community that they go into. They don't become part of the group. They maintain their religion as a state, or rather than a religion.
Well, it's also very racist. I mean, you're not allowed in Israel, and it's this crew that's gotten this passed to let's say if you're German or you're Chinese, they even tell Chinese workers coming in, do not marry, do not date Jews. And a lot of Jews have complained about that because they're not racist. And they have a bunch of laws. You can't preach Christianity in Israel right now today or anything else. Now, how is that a free society if we're all talking about freedom here?
That's right. And they refer to the non-Jews as goyim. That's the term they use, which is sort of cattle. And they purposely try to keep their part separate from the others so they don't intermingle, and so they can maintain their purity. And in fact, the first person to be called Rothschild, in his will, he said that they must maintain the fortune within the family, and that they need to marry within the family. And the first two generations, 53% of the men married nieces or cousins.
Which then also adds to insanity. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Frank in Brooklyn. Frank, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. Very interesting. I wanted to mention that historically in Israel in the 1970s and 80s, specifically at Hebrew University in the archaeology and the anthropology departments, there was research coming out on the Khazar Jews. And what it did, in a sense, it was kept very quiet, with the exception of two books that were published by professors, because in a sense the vast majority of Israelis are descended from the Khazar Jews, or the Ashkenazi, as opposed to the Sephardic. And what's interesting about it is that between 660 and 700, the Khazars were a phallic-worshipping tribe, that it was their king who was losing control of the people and demanded that they follow a monotheistic religion. And he chose Judaism.
Yeah, we talked about that. We talked about that in the last hour.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. But it's very interesting that you brought this out. Regarding the most watched documentary in the history of Israel in 2004, it was the documentary regarding eradicating the ringworm in the 100,000 Moroccan Jews' children. And it really was very shocking. But it's amazing that the documentary hasn't been brought to the West yet. And
absolutely, sir. Thank you for the call. We'll take a few final calls and get into the murder of JFK, RFK, MLK. Yeah, we covered that last hour, too. Major Jewish publications in Israel, they are trying to kill the Sephardi.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Research, it's these Luciferian controllers. Doesn't matter if it's Albert Pike, the founder of the Klan, Confederate general, allied with these people, or Adolf Hitler. It's just an evil crew of individuals. And the caller who must have tuned in this hour, missed the last hour, they told him, we're going to have a dentist appointment. We're going to go test you for ringworm, which is just a fungus. They took 110,000 Sephardi little children, ages 5 to 10, And as the caller said, most watched documentary in over there in Israel. I can't believe it was even on TV over there. And they killed them. Most of them died within a week, and a few hundred are alive today. And they don't have any hair. And even if they're women, they're totally brain damaged. And the U.S. government paid to do this. And of course, our government brought the Nazis over here, and that was the Ratline Project Paperclip. And I guess I'm bad. I mean, I'm evil for even trying to say it's wrong to kill Jewish children. Why? Why are they always wanting to kill Jews? And see, it's the perfect thing. If you're this devilish operation that wants to kill Jews and kill Christians and set up world government, well, you pose as that, and then you're able to just carry it out and do it. It's just amazing, and it's mind-boggling to some people, but it's the reality. Robert Galen Ross, we're going to take a few final calls and get into some other subjects, but you want to comment on that?
Yeah, you and I don't understand it because we don't think that way. But they have no problem at all of killing people, destroying nations, destroying economies, because it ends up giving them money in return, and they have no compulsion about doing that, and they don't care who suffers. Either dead or have long life problems, and they're just evil people. That's the only term I can think of.
Well, in America, American children by the thousands were radiated. They tell a GI's wife, hey, bring your child number, give them an x-ray. They'd radiate them. They'd die a day later. That's been in Newsweek. They would tell a GI's wife, here's some vitamins, take these. And it'd be uranium pills. She'd have a violent miscarriage. They'd have doctors there taking notes what it did. I mean, this is a lot of governments doing this, and it just shows that they're totally bloodthirsty and totally wicked. So we don't run out of time. Let's go back to the phone calls. Let's go ahead, and we got to move really quick now. Eddie in England, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex and Robert. A couple quick things. I'll be as fast as I can or as fast as you will allow. I'm pretty up to date with the background of the Rothschilds, Meyer Amschel, who started it, and the Rockefellers, the Ryfield people, but I can't find out if the Rockefellers are, well, they say they're from the Turk originally. Are they Ashkenazi? That's the first question to Robert. The second one is the Kennedy assassination. Am I right in believing, which I have always believed, that Kennedy more or less wrote his own suicide note when he said he was going to get rid of the CIA and the dollar was going to revert to the gold standard?
Okay, thank you for the call. Let me, because we got to hurry now, let me do this. We answered your first question in the last hour, so it'll be in the archives. Go listen to it. We can't cover the same ground twice. We just did that again with the killing the children over in Israel, the Sephardi. But getting into Kennedy, he did a bunch of things. He was abolishing the Federal Reserve, signing the executive order to go back on Lincoln Greenbacks, issued some of them. He had the troops turning around, 100-something thousand from Vietnam. He said he was going to tear the CIA up in 1,000 pieces. He gave a speech at a major university saying an evil group had taken control of America. He did a lot of things that made him mad, and Robert Galen Ross, comment on that for us.
Well, but the number one reason that he was killed is because he created silver certificates in direct competition with the Federal Reserve, something like $460 billion.
And he was going to, he'd already issued billions of Lincoln greenbacks. I own some of them.
Right.
$5 bills.
Yeah.
It doesn't say Federal Reserve, it says U.S. note.
And it's redeemable in silver at any bank.
It's got a red seal on it for those that haven't seen them. You can go to any coin shop, they'll have them.
Yeah. And when Johnson went into office, they tried their best to recall all that money that that Kennedy had issued, but there's still lots of it out there. You could go to any coin shop and get your copy.
Yeah, when I go to a gun show, many times I buy them, then show them on TV, and then lose them or can't find them. I need to get a couple more of those. But yeah, I go to the gun show, a little coin dealer there, I'll have them.
Yeah.
They're usually about $14 a piece.
Right.
At least that's what I paid last time.
But the, are you ready to get into the, Kennedy killing?
Let's take three more calls quickly, and we'll do that. I know we're in a hurry here. Let's talk to Michael in California. Go ahead, Michael.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, quickly, there is a book out that was meant to discredit the book that Mr. Galen, Mr. Ross mentioned, and I appreciate you, Mr. Ross. The book is called None Dare Call It Reason. Have you seen that book?
I have a book. I haven't read it. It's a sort of a takeoff of None Dare Call It Conspiracy, but
yeah, there's no New World Order. Nothing's wrong. Nothing's happening. Go back to sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, really, who cares what those people say? We have the facts. We have the evidence. They're losing total credibility. The New World Order is in deep trouble. I mean, I've said this broadcast now is like selling snow cones in hell.
Yeah.
I mean, people know the truth.
Well, I know a lot of people look to that. Well, I don't know how many, but from what I can tell, several that I've run into look to that book, None Dare Call It Reason, as...
Yeah, well, I mean, we're just here plugging it, doing them a favor.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing... There's no truth to it, but there people are looking to that and saying, see, there's nothing to this other book, None Dare Call It Treason. But also I wanted to say that one of your callers mentioned a Bible passage, Luke 10:19-20 tells us that we have power over the spirits. The spirits are subject to us, and we can take the demonic powers behind these people down if we will join together and move out like we're supposed to be.
Okay, thank you for the call. I got to really hurry here. Let me just comment on what you just said earlier. You read Gary Allen's book written in 1971, and that was one of the books that was on my dad's bookshelf that I read when I was about 14 that really helped wake me up. Millions of copies of that little book went out there, and when you read that, you read it, everything he said was going to happen, happened. He was going off their own documents. So Veritas, truth stands on its own. You read something written 30 years ago, or now 33, 34 years ago, you read it, everything he said happened exactly as he said it. EU, Pan-American Union, all these things they were going to do, the CFR, the globalists, it's just true. You can watch the CFR on C-SPAN admit it's world government. So, I mean, people who want to, you know, some professor wrote a book about me, bashing me, saying I'm a big liar, I mean, and goes on C-SPAN and attacks me. So what? I mean, people, it's baloney. We got to really hurry here. Let's go ahead and talk to Bertrand, I believe, in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Alex. Thanks for having me on again. I'd like to say very quickly, you know, since, you know, I love you and I pray for you and, you know, I advertise for your websites and, you know, I promote your DVDs, you know, all the hours I've listened to you and all the rants I've listened to you, I was just wanting to know if you could do me a favor and let me have a 1 or 2 minute rant on your show without cutting me off.
Sure, you've been going for about 35 seconds. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, first thing I'd like to say is I think we're being duped here. Yes, there is Zionism involved in this Luciferian conspiracy, but I believe from my research, okay, historically, we know that, or we can find out if we're willing to look, that the Protocols of Zion was a Jesuit invention, okay? During the 1260 years of papal tyranny, we've seen the eradication of three cultures, three distinct languages, 12 sects, including the Waldensians, who we owe all our freedom to, all our prosperity to, because these were the instigators of the Reformation, okay? And that I can give you, if you're going to give me time on your show, I can give you data and historical information that can prove that World War One, World War Two were not only crusades against killing off Jewish people, but killing off the Protestant populations of Europe, just like the Inquisition. And also, the French Revolution was a retaliation by the Jesuits onto the Vatican for Vatican suppressing the Jesuit. A pope was assassinated, he was poisoned, and as a result the Jesuits went into secrecy, they infiltrated the Masonic House of Rothschild, they made a pact with Rothschild. It is not the Zionists who control the Vatican, who control the Jesuits.
Okay, sir, that's 2 minutes, and you had about 35 before that, so that's over 2.5 minutes. I got to let you go. And, you know, you were able to call in and say what you wanted to say. I'm not Catholic. I have a lot of Catholic friends. I have a lot of Jewish friends. I don't care what group you're part of. We're not even talking about Jews or Zionists here. We're talking about a group of Europeans in a trading post who got a lot of money and power and were able to finance some wars, who are at the highest levels of the New World Order. You got the Germanic families. You've got them all teamed up together. They're all intermarried, and it's European. And actually, we have all the documents. I mean, there are major books written on this by scholarly, published by major publishers, admitting that the Zionist, there's one book called, what, the 51 Documents, that was written by a Jewish publisher and Jewish writer, where it shows these Zionist documents where they were loving Hitler, funding him, wanting to get the Sephardic Jews killed, wanting to force all the Jews out of Europe to Israel. So we're trying to stop the murder of Jews. Certainly the Catholic Church is big and corrupt. Any big organization's corrupt. Pat Robertson's big and corrupt. Certainly it's involved in it. I mean, Ratzinger, the new Pope, Benedict II or whatever, he's out openly calling for a new world order and one world religion and saying it's all religions are one religion and Buddha's Jesus and Jesus is Buddha. I mean, it's total blasphemy if you're a Christian. So I'm not debating that with you. And, you know, we get off. I don't do a lot of shows about this is exactly who's in control of it. Everybody else just does endless shows about that. I'm about the toll roads, the tracking systems, what they're doing, how to fight it, how to resist it. So thank you for the call. Robert, you want to briefly comment on that?
We need to just remember that we have no control over what they're doing. They do what they want to, and they control the mass media, and they brainwash the public, and so you don't have any facts to go on. And what a lot of people think that if they see something on television or read it in a paper, it must be true. But they have controlled the major news media since about 1900.
Let's go ahead and take a final call, and we'll just be able to spend maybe 8-9 minutes or so on the JFK book, MLK, RFK book. We've got to cover that. We'll have to have you back for that for more time. John in Ohio, last caller, quickly, please.
Oh, so many subjects. Before I get to it, the reception has been terrible and gone on shortwave for the last few weeks.
Okay, sir, go ahead.
And also on the reasons for the Kennedy assassination, he was going to destroy the CIA, he was going to get out of Vietnam, and was moving towards normalizing relations with Cuba. On the Zionist issue, the Jewish scholar Lenny Brenner draws from Army and State Department documents released that show that the Zionist movement in Germany collaborated with Hitler against the leftist-led anti-Nazi resistance.
No, I mean, that's all over Israeli papers, too. I mean, this is admitted fact. The average American just cannot believe it.
Yes, and they also helped Hitler exterminate 2 million Hungarian Jews.
Yeah, they didn't want them because they were Sephardi.
And they were also anti-Zionist. Most Jews were anti-Zionist at that time before.
Well, 60% of Israel's against the current policies.
Right, and I would also mention that in this attempt to incite the anti-Muslim hysteria to justify an attack on Iran, I was reading on WSWS.org.
Look, those cartoons are totally staged. That's an admitted psyop now. And so is Bush's thing yesterday. Imagine showing video of space aliens blowing a building up and saying, see, they're going to get us. I mean, that's how crazy it's gotten.
Playing us like a violin. It's amazing how people could fall for this when that paper that's spearheading much of this kind of...
It's a neocon paper, yeah, it's a neocon paper.
And Daniel Pipes is one of their mentors, the guy that's trying to provoke this war with all the Middle Eastern countries and promote this idea of a clash of civilizations.
I hear you. You got to finish up. Anything else?
That'll do for now. Thank you.
So do you agree with what Robert Galen Ross has been saying?
Yeah.
I haven't been able to hear it until I just called now. But
well, that's too bad, John. I appreciate your call. Got to get an AM/FM affiliate in the area of Ohio you're in. We've got, I think, three affiliates in Ohio, so too bad you can't hear us on one of those fine stations. Or we may even have one in your area, you're just not aware of it. Well, I tell you, we got about 4 minutes before break, and then we got 5 minutes after that. I'm sorry to all the other callers. No more time to get into it. Tell us about your book that we're now carrying, RFK, JFK, MLK, Elite Serial Killers. Tell us about that, Robert.
Okay, the... JFK was not killed by Lee Harvey Oswald. Bobby was not killed by Sirhan Sirhan, and James Earl Ray did not kill Martin Luther King Jr. And in the book, I tell you exactly who killed him. I tell about the organization that was behind it all. The FBI was directly involved in it. J. Edgar Hoover was right in the middle of it. Lyndon Johnson was right in the middle of it. And I give all the details. I name names and places and give all the facts. And
by the way, we've had the current White House Press Secretary's father, Barr McClellan, on saying everything you say. He was LBJ's lawyer and said LBJ talked about killing him. And then years ago with you in studio, we had Madeleine Duncan Brown, his admitted mistress, there admitting that he bragged to her how he was going to kill Kennedy. And then at the Driscoll, he bragged to her how he did kill Kennedy. Of course, he was just the minion involved in it. But the comments on that.
Yeah, Madeleine Brown was Johnson's mistress for 21 years, gave birth to his only known son, and she was a longtime friend of mine. Every time I go to Dallas, we'd have lunch or dinner together, and she would talk about the assassinations. And finally one day, she said, I think it's now time to get all the truth out. And we've talked about it a little bit in the past, but now I want to tell you all of it. And then she later agreed to do that on television, on my video. And so I've got a two-hour video of Madeleine telling about a secret meeting the night before JFK was killed at Clint Merton's home in North Dallas. And she named all of the attendees. And I've interviewed six other people that were there that confirmed everything she said. And so those that say Madeleine was not true...
Well, people also say that something this big couldn't be hidden. It isn't. I mean, LBJ's lawyer's gone public.
Right. So I go into great detail in the book about the JFK killing, the Bobby Kennedy killing, and Martin Luther King. And
why did they kill King?
They killed King because he was talking about the. How bad it was to be in Vietnam. In fact, he had planned a trip to Vietnam to talk to the black soldiers, to ask them to lay down their weapons. He was also trying to get civil rights for the blacks at the time.
And, by the way, my dad, you're good friends with Cynthia McKinney. You go up there and visit her and have dinner with her and stuff.
Yeah, I've met with Cynthia a number of times. She's just a very dear friend of mine, and one of the very few people in Washington that will talk about the truth.
She exposed the government white kidnapping rings.
Yep.
So I appreciate her standing up against white slavery.
Yeah, she's just a lovely person and is dedicated to what she's doing.
Stay there. We'll come back and finish up talking about the book.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, time flies when you're exposing the NWO. I want to thank all the callers, all the affiliates, the great folks at the network, my producers down here, the whole team, the webmasters. A lot of big stories breaking every day on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Be sure and check them out. If you want to get the elite, don't dare let us tell the people about who the global elitists are and what they're doing and what their plans are. We're carrying it at InfoWars.com. You can order it via the Safe Secure Online video and bookstore shopping cart. Or you can call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And this video interview will be up on PrisonPlanet.tv. It's not just the local TV show now that's on PrisonPlanet.tv every week. It's also these interviews, sometimes two a week on average. We're always getting one in a week here in studio. A lot of great guests. So be sure and get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. And of course, link through at InfoWars.com to check out all of Robert Galen Ross's information, his bio, and a lot more. We got about 4 minutes left. Get as much as you can into the assassinations, because we've got this down pat. I mean, this is certified, verified, documented. It's ridiculous how much evidence there is, Robert.
Well, and people say, well, how do you know all this stuff? Well, I've been blessed with the ability to find people that know the facts. In fact, James Earl Ray's case, I was one of the last ones to interview him before he died in Nashville prison. And I was with him for over an hour, he and his brother James. And he confirmed everything that I suspected all along. And then I've had many discussions with Madeline Brown about the JFK killing. And I've also had...
Yeah, let's get into Bobby a little bit.
All right, Bobby Kennedy was a case of the Manchurian candidate. You can't get any more Manchurian than that. And Sirhan Sirhan was actually drugged by a lady in a polka dot dress. There are a number of witnesses saw her sharing coffee with Sirhan, and to this day, he cannot remember about an hour and a half or 2 hours of his life right at the time of the killing. But he did not kill Bobby Kennedy.
Well, the witnesses said it was other people, and the other people were even shot, and bullets were flying into everything. I mean,
there's something like 17 bullets fired within about a 3 or 4 minute period of time. And Sirhan only had an 8-shot pistol. Well, there happened to be a fellow right behind him that had a 9-shot pistol, and they both of them fired all their ammunition. And the Thomas Noguchi coroner's report verifies the fact that all the shots that hit Bobby, and there were 4 shots that hit Bobby. One went through the pad on his jacket on the right shoulder. It didn't break the skin. The next one was under his armpit and came out right at his throat in the front. The next shot was in about 4 to 6 inches below his neckline and his vertebrae in the back. And the last shot was an inch behind his right ear, and the muzzle of the gun was an inch from his head when it was fired. And this is all in the Thomas Noguchi coroner's report. And I include that report in my book. I have a certified copy of that report.
We're out of time. Robert Galen Ross, we're going to have you back in here in studio in the next few months to just do 2 hours just on assassinations. Well, I had you on a few years ago about that, and so much more has come out now. Maybe we can get you on with Barr McClellan via the telephone. Or he lives, he's got a couple homes, but Houston and Austin. We maybe need to get him in studio, father of the White House press secretary, saying basically everything you're saying. We're out of time, though, and I hope you enjoyed joining us.
It's been a real pleasure, and we hope we'll do it again.
You bet. Folks, I hope you visit Infowars.com. I hope you get both of his newest books. You really need to have this new one, The Elite Dare Not Let Us Tell the People, and then Elite Serial Killers, The Murderers of JFK, RFK, and MLK. We'll be back on Monday and back tonight, 9 to midnight. God bless you all. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.